Actually, we do have one more weekend event to call your attention to. As part of First Night on Saturday, organist Harry Huff will be giving a detailed demonstration of the approximately 7,000 pipe organ at Old South Church in Copley Square. It's an instrument with all kinds of bells and whistles, and I do mean that literally, plus a pretty interesting history.
It was built in 1921, but it was installed in a civic auditorium in St. Paul, Minnesota, which was about to meet the Wrecking Ball in the early 80s.
So not a church?
Not a church, no. First of all, it's an organ by Ernest Skinner, who was a Boston organ builder, and he was really the Rolls-Royce builder of the early 20th century. Every great church in the country and every civic auditorium pretty much had E.M. Skinner organs, and they were large orchestral organs, and they were designed to replicate symphony orchestra to play orchestral transcriptions. And in the early 20th century, practically every city not only had a civic auditorium with a large orchestral organ, but they had a city-appointed civic organist that was paid for by the city who would play the latest symphonies that were being written in Europe, play them on the organ so they could save the cost of having a whole orchestra to play them. Skinner also built for churches as well.
I've read about him. He had organs in St. John the Divine in New York,
yes,
in Washington National Cathedral.
All of the great churches. This organ was pretty much in mint condition intact when they found it, and the story goes that it was saved and bought for $1, and it cost about $2 million to bring it here and install.
All right, do you want to show me what this thing can do?
Sure. Actually, I can play little wisps from the Nutcracker Suite to give you some of the sounds. Like, first, the organ has a lot of brass, a lot of trumpets, tubas, trombones, and they're different colors. There are a lot of fluffy flutes on the organ. And we have a big clarinet.
Nice.
Can you explain to me a little bit more about how mechanically these various sounds are being created?
Well, they're different sizes and shapes of pipes. There are flue pipes and there are reed pipes. And flue pipes are pretty much what you expect from an organ pipe. It's like a recorder. Reed pipes actually have a boot at their foot, and inside the boot is a free reed, which when the air goes through the pipe, it vibrates the reed. So it has to do with how big the rest of the pipe, which is called the resonator, is as far as the color of the sound and the volume. And pipes also, of course, come in varied different sizes. On this organ, we have four so-called 32-foot pipes, which means that low C in the pedal is actually 32 feet long.
Could we hear that?
You may just be able to feel it.
I can't tell if that's a note or if it's a truck going by outside.
Yeah, well, that was the Dulciana 32. Here's a Violone 32, which is a little bigger. Then here's what I call the earthquake stop. And this one, you literally have to be here to experience it because it does shake the church. It rattles the windows. It tickles your bum when you're in the pew.
Oh, that!
And I don't know if you're going to get that on the radio, but
no, they're not going to hear that. But I can want to tell the listeners that it's creating a very unsettling physical sensation in me. I feel like I'm being subjected to some kind of non-lethal riot police crowd control weapon.
It's one of these things that makes this particular organ so visceral. If people are sitting out in the congregation, the organ literally envelops you. In addition to the small trumpets on the organ, there are two large solo reeds. One in the front of the sanctuary, which is called a tuba mirabilis.
Wait, where is that coming from?
That's coming from the front of the sanctuary right at the top on the Boylston Street side. Then in the back of the church is a rank called the trumpet en chemise. And I've called them Huey and Louie. So here's Huey. Here's Louie. So they often are heard in dialogue.
Well, it's wonderful because the listeners can't hear this because they're listening in mono, but you have one sound which is coming from the back of the sanctuary and one that is coming from the front.
Right.
And so it's this wonderful stereophonic effect, which mimics the way that, as I understand it, in a lot of old church music, you would have very fancy church music, you'd have two brass sections, one on either side of a very large church that would sort of play back and forth at each other.
Well, it's really interesting you say that because that's a Venetian concept. That's what we associate with music from St. Mark's in Venice. And this church sanctuary is actually Northern Italian Gothic. It's
really?
Venetian Gothic, and it was inspired by St. Mark's.
Huh. Well, Harry, do you want to cut loose and really show me what this thing can do?
Sure. Well, how about the tray pack from the Nutcracker?
Seasonally appropriate. Harry Huff is the organist at the Old South Church. You can catch his full demo of that E.M. Skinner organ at 3:30 on Saturday. It's part of Boston's First Night celebration. And by the way, Anthony, as huge as that thing is, it's actually only the second biggest organ in Boston. Do you want to guess what the biggest one is?
All right, I'm on the spot here. I'll guess the Holy Cross Cathedral.
Christian Science Mother Church.
Interesting. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, our special New Year's Eve program will feature some of comedy's biggest talents, all of them with a Massachusetts connection. John Hodgman, Rachel Dratch, Paula Poundstone, and Mindy Kaling. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.